is Robin Gunn coming in here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour this Saturday morning. I am so glad that you were here, going to listen into our show, because our show is going to be fantastic. I love the high energy of all the shows we are doing on Oklahoma Senior Games. Oklahoma Senior Games is all about the 50 plus competing, and I'm telling you, these people are award winning, and this year is also a qualification where they get to go to nationals. Isn't that correct? Yes. I've got shaking of the head in here. I know you guys in Radio Land can't see that, but I got a big yes. That's what's happening. So not every single year is a qualification year, but this is. And I've got Kathy in the studio. It's Kathy Kiefer Sharp. Keffer. Okay. Kathy Keffer Sharp. Is this something that you have actually competed in before in nationals?
Not in nationals. I've never been able to go to nationals.
Okay.
I have qualified. Just you have. Haven't been able to
swing
it yet.
And this year, where is it? This next year.
Fort Lauderdale. Yeah.
My producer.
Big swimming area there.
Leave it to the producer. Okay. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about the Oklahoma Senior Journal, because that's what OSJ stands for in Rise and Thrive. On the OSJ Radio Hour. Oklahoma Senior Journal has been around since 1993. So in 2022, we'll be going into our 30th year. Of course, I started when I was 12, so there's no way I'm old enough to have something that's 30 years old, but apparently I do, and it's 116 pages of all kinds of resources for the 50-plus. We even have an expo coming up in October that's going to be at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. You can go to secondhalfexpo.com to learn more about that, to either come to it or get a booth or a sponsorship. That's second, spell out the word secondhalfexpo.com. I'm one of the co-founders of it. It's gonna be done up right. Also, on the magazine, I want to tell you where you can pick it up. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal is available at 650 locations. This current issue is getting ready to be transferred into a new issue. It's going to be out on the current one's going to be out for at least another 3 weeks, and then it will be replaced by our new issue. Synergy Home Care will be our feature on the front cover with a 5-page article. You're not going to want to miss that, because it is something we are so proud of on their 8-year anniversary. The Oklahoma Senior Journal, how you go and find us in a location in the 405 area code is you go to okseniorjournal.com. That's OK. Spell out the word senior and then spell out the word journal.com. You can also go there to listen to any of these radio shows anytime you want to. And then we also have an app where you will hear how to download the app during the show on a commercial. So without further doodly-doos, let me tell you about Kathy
Keffer.
She does good cues. I just pointed at her. Kathy Keffer Sharp. She started swimming in the 4th grade, and this is really when I read your bio. It was like you and I kind of ran neck and neck on what we did with sports. So I started out about 5th grade in swimming, did competing at that age, and kind of grew up in it up until my probably 8th or 9th grade. Then I switched over to track, just like you. Is that not weird? Okay,
so
Kathy started swimming in the 4th grade at an outdoor pool in the town where you grew up. Where did you grow up?
Ponca City.
Okay, I grew up in Ada Cougars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then she ran track. Back in high school, so did I. But I also did a little bit of hurdles.
Oh, I didn't do that. I was a long distance runner.
Oh, you were a long distance?
A long distance runner.
Okay, cool. Did relays too, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, very fun. I loved it. But the pounding on the hard ground started hurting her back. It actually started hurting my knees. So she went back into swimming, and I haven't. But she continued swimming till she graduated from college in 1982. Where did you go to college?
East Texas State.
Okay, cool. Got family in the Texas. She joined, Kathy, the master swimming group and started competing more than ever. You started swimming in the Oklahoma Senior Games in 2017. Besides swimming, her husband, what's his name?
Steven,
how are you? Shout out to Steven this morning. You both do bike riding?
Yes.
Okay, cross across Oklahoma.
There's a group that does that every year. They do. You go from one side of the state to the other side of the state.
Wow.
They, you put your bikes on this truck, or you go on the truck. You put your tent that you're staying in. You go so many miles a day, and then you put your stuff on this tent or on this big truck. They haul it to the next location you're going to stop that night, and you bicycle, and they have about 50 to 60 miles you do a day, but at least one or two days during the event. It's a week long. You can do a century ride. You can do 100 miles.
Wow. So, okay. Well, we have to take a short break. I have a little bit more bio on Kathy, but we'll be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour talking all about the Oklahoma Senior Games. They start in September and run through the end of October. So you can still get involved in multiple of these sports or games. You still have time to be involved in that. You're listening about this here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back. Oklahoma Senior Games.
Hi, this is Jeff with Synergy Home Care. Are you seeing constant changes with your seniors, from housework not getting done, medications not being taken, or even consistent falls with limited supervision for your mom, dad, or even grandma? The effects of your aging loved ones can no longer be ignored. Don't worry. Synergy Home Care is definitely here to help. We offer services from hourly care to around-the-clock compassionate care. We can help with meal preparation, escort to appointments, medication, reminders, and much, much more. Call Synergy Home Care now at 405-254-3046 for a free in-home assessment. Our RN will customize a care plan specific for your loved one's care to give you the peace of mind that they are getting the care they need. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that's 405-254-3046. Synergy Home Care.
Hey, this is James here at Centennial Home Mortgage, where we put you first, the small town service of a locally owned mortgage bank. You're a person, not just a number. Our staff has over 134 years of combined experience to overcome almost any challenge that you may have. It is that knowledge and personal service that sets us apart from 90% of the mortgage lenders in this market. You are more than welcome to come by our office and sit down and discuss all your needs. At Centennial Home Mortgage, we build relationships one client at a time. We offer all types of mortgage loans from VA, FHA, USDA, the Native American HUD 184, conventional, and even reverse mortgages for seniors. Our rates are competitive, so if you're considering a new home or refinance into a forward or reverse mortgage, give me a call, James Watkins, for a free consultation at 405-370-2282. Area code 405-370-2282. And our website is Centennial, CENTENNIALMTG.com. You can fill out an application at any time, day or night. We're an equal housing lender, MNLS 113-5081.
Hey, Dennis with Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction. Tell me a little bit about your business.
Well, Robin, first off, congratulations on 28 years with the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
How many years have you been in business?
33 years. Plus. Smooth Finish Roofing and Construction in 1987 is when I began, and I was a painter, and I became a painting contractor, and then I worked for insurance companies and did insurance restoration. And that's how we got into the roofing, which is storm damage restoration.
You also do guttering, siding, and painting.
Well, guttering, siding, windows, garage door, fence, everything that a storm would damage. And we're licensed with the city of Oklahoma City as a general contractor.
A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. So tell me about what this giveaway is.
The first 10 people who are homeowners and do not have a brand new roof, we're going to enter them into a drawing for $200 Visa gift card.
Woohoo! Call Dennis at 405-923-5127. What's that number again, Dennis?
405-923-5127. We're licensed with the State of Oklahoma Construction Industries Board. Our license number is 8000242.
It's time to sign up again for the Oklahoma Senior Games, September 4th to November 6th, ages 50 and over. Sports from basketball, 5K road race, track and field, shuffleboard, table tennis, all sorts. To sign up, okseniorgames.com, or you can call 405-821-1500. Email info at okseniorgames.com. The sign-up times vary per sport. be sure and check that schedule. September 4th through November 6th. November 6th is the celebration of athletes, and that's open to any of the competitors. Food and live entertainment, various displays from medical or sports personnel. The Oklahoma Senior Games, September 4th through November 6th. To sign up, OKSeniorGames.com, or you can call 405-821-1500. Email info@OKSeniorGames.com. Check that schedule because you want to sign up in time. The Oklahoma Senior Games.
Us here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. This is Robin Gunn, your host. I am also the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine, which we talked about in our first segment on how you can go pick us up at any distribution point that we are a part of, which is about 650. You can go to OKSeniorJournal.com. That's just a reminder, OKSeniorJournal.com, to see where you can pick up the Oklahoma Senior Journal. We're also available digitally and have been for over 15 years. We're going into our 16th year. So you can read every single page of the Oklahoma Senior Journal from our website. You can even download it, print it off, zoom in, zoom out. It turns the pages for you. It's a wonderful way to go to the magazine if you don't want to go pick one up. OKSeniorJournal.com. We are in the studio today talking to Kathy Keffer. Sharp, and I'm gonna have to point at her every time. I want to say Kiefer, but it's Keffer. And
short E.
Short, okay. And then I also have Janet Latham. And Janet, am I saying your name right?
That's correct.
Look at me! Alrighty.
Very good.
Okay, so Janet is actually in studio, but by phone, so which is really cool. We can do interviews this way, too, and it sounds like they're right in studio, which I love. And I hadn't finished up on Kathy Keffer's Sharp, her bio. So let me tell you the last couple of sentences of that. She had 2 total hip replacements.
Yep.
Wowzer. Is that from what?
Deterioration of arthritis.
It was arthritis. Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask. Okay, 2 of those. God bless you. And I guarantee swimming had to help you with that.
It
getting
did.
In as far as rehabilitation.
Absolutely.
And a recent full knee, right knee replacement. And so, do people call you Evel Knievel for short? Or what are we doing here? Breaking every bone in our body?
No, we're just trying to get rid of all the arthritis in my knees and calcium buildup from the arthritis that your body automatically makes so that I can swim faster in the water. Right, Janet?
Yes.
Janet is conferring on that. Okay, in fact, Kathy says it makes her want to get back to her sporting events even faster. You feel like this is going to make you faster. Is that what you mean?
Sure.
Okay, so, and make you better before you had these surgeries. And I know I've heard a lot of people say, even double knee replacement friends of mine, love walking now, love, you know, doing some light jogging, love swimming. But the pounding thing is just not healthy for anybody, I don't think.
Right.
Yeah. So now, Miss Janet Latham, let's tell you about her. She was encouraged to learn to swim at a very young age. How young was that, Janet?
Oh, probably around 6 or 7.
6 or 7? Wow, that is
young. Yeah, my dad was going to fishing trips to Colorado. You know, I wanted to go really bad. And he said, well, when you learn how to swim, you can go because I don't want you falling in one of those fishing ponds and drowning.
Oh, my word.
So, I got encouraged highly to learn to swim.
That literally gives me chills because that would have encouraged me too. That's great. We went to Colorado every single year growing up into college during the summer.
That's how my dad was, you know.
Yeah.
He loved to fish.
Yes, there you go. Amen. Big rainbow trout up there. So you swam for Kerr McGee.
Correct.
Okay, now are you anywhere?
I started when I was 13.
13,
for them.
That's what it says.
Then I swam age group through high school. And then I got tired of swimming and got married, had a family, went to college. And then a friend of mine came around wanted, actually was volunteering out at Martin Park, which is where my husband worked.
Yeah.
And she's like, I do master swimming. You know, why don't you try to get my husband to do master swimming? He's like, no, but I think my wife would really like that. So that's kind of how I got back into it.
My dad has thrown my mother into the bus so many times. No, but, you know, Bob, her name's Bobby, and he would always call her Bob. I think Bob would be interested in that. So many times. But it sounds like it's a great thing for you. And I do need you to give me what the definition of a master's swimmer. What is
basically,
that?
Basically, we're a national organization, United States Master Swimming.
Okay.
And we have like over 40,000 members.
Wow.
Nationwide.
Okay.
Yes, and they do national meets as well as some international meets. But I got into it, you know, just because I really love swimming. And then the competition has always been fun. And that's how I met Kathy. Competitive swimming part, and
so
we ended up going to a lot of meets together.
So Kathy's part of the Master Swimmers. So
yeah,
is there any age group to start in the Master Swimmers?
I believe it's 19 or over.
Yeah, 19.
19, mm-hmm. And then you can go as long as you want.
Till you die.
Yeah, all right.
90 plus.
Let's push this carcass out and see if she can swim.
Hey, okay. You'd be surprised.
But seriously, swimming has that no resistance to it, other than, you know, it has some resistance. But
you got buoyancy in the water.
Buoyancy, that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. She's a professional swimmer. I'm not. I think we've probably almost, you just told us the rest of your bio, but you got involved just last year with OK Senior Games. And
actually, I've been involved with Senior Games for about the last 5 or 6 years.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
And water
last
walking?
Last year was the first year they offered water walking.
Now, explain water walking.
Water walking, well, if you ever go to Westwood Family Aquatic Center there in Norman, they have a lazy river. And so they allow people to do water walking in the lazy river in the mornings. And there's quite a few people out there, both men and women, that enjoy doing the water walking. And I think around 11 laps is a mile.
Is any of them named Peter? Because the only
I don't ask their names.
Only water walker I know was named Peter. Jesus and Peter walked on the water.
Yes, I got you. But it's been fun because even my husband has gotten into it. And, you know,
well,
I've
never heard of that.
You know, getting him off the couch, you know, and out of the chair.
Yeah, because I can see it almost be
really
like walking in
it.
Sand. Because
right, exactly,
yes.
Which is good for you.
It's very good for you.
And you can actually go either with the current or against the current. So you try going against the current, and you're really talking some core workouts there.
Oh, duh, all day long. Okay, well, I have some good questions asked. How much more time do we have? 3 minutes. Okay. So, Janet, I'm going to switch over to the first question with Kathy, and then we'll get back to you. And you guys can interject with each other at any time. I did mention earlier that this Oklahoma Senior Games starts September the 4th, and it ends October the 30th. And swimming, where does that fall in? That's September
the 12th.
Right.
Yeah, and water walking is
the 11th. You're correct.
Yes.
And you can't, to be a part of any of these as a competition, if you want to compete, is what I mean, you have to sign up 2 weeks before the event. So
correct.
2 weeks before.
If they sign up in August, they're going to get a discounted rate. If you wait till September, it goes up.
Goes up a little bit. Okay, cool.
So,
all right.
Good to sign up now.
Sounds good. That's what I love to hear. So this Master Swimmers is actually one of the questions I was going to ask you, Kathy. So this is one place that you met from all walks of life. Tell me a little bit about the Master Swimmers program.
Well, the Master Swimmers program, basically, like I said, it's from 19 to 90 plus, I mean, till you die.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got all walks of life, people from all walks of life. I mean, you've got doctors who swim, you've got people who are janitors. Swim. It's anyone who's swimming and wants to compete.
Okay.
And I mean, there'll be people that are, you know, you'll have speed demons in the water. You'll have people that are former Olympians in the water.
Wow.
But then you'll have people in the water that, you know, are like me, which, you know, just get out there and try to swim the best they can and make it work. And, you know, that's the neatest thing about it is you meet all people from all walks of life. Wouldn't you say, Janet?
That's correct. You get it.
And is it only for Oklahoma, or is it all over the United States?
Every state has their own LMSC. Both okay. Janet and I have been chairman of the LMSC for multiple years when we were in our in the chairmanship of
Say
that.
Say what LMSC. I know it's got something with masters.
Janet, is that, help me with that. Is that
local master's swim committee?
Okay, cool. So the 40,000 aren't just in the state of Oklahoma, or
no,
they're
that's correct. Over the whole United States.
Gotcha, babes. All right. Well, we've already got I've got my 1 minute warning, so we are going to have to take another break. But we are coming back with the Oklahoma Senior Games. That's OKSeniorGames.com, not to be confused with OK Senior Journal. It's OKSeniorGames.com. We will be back here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM KZLS, we're talking swimming and the Oklahoma Senior Games. Hello, this is Robin Gunn. I am your host from the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for, what's it stand for, Kathy? Come on, it's Oklahoma Senior Games. No, Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Journal, excuse me.
But I don't mind giving Oklahoma Senior Games a plug, so that's what this show's about. We are talking about the Oklahoma Senior Games. I've got two swimmers on the show today, Kathy Keffer Sharp and Miss Janet Latham. And my next question is going to be for Janet Latham. And if anybody that you know out there that you are listening to this show and went, oh my word, I wish Joe Blow heard the show, you can go to our website at okseniorjournal.com. And it says radio shows, and you can listen to this radio show anytime. Also, we have an app, which in this show will tell you how to download that app, and you can listen to the radio show next Saturday. The show will be on at 10:05 on our special encore show. So, Miss Janet Latham, how come you swim?
Well, it helps me keep going every day. Yeah. I love working out. You know, it's a good right, workout. Cardio. You know, there is resistance using the water. It's mm-hmm. also a good cardio workout because of the different strokes. And you can try to breathe every stroke. You can try to breathe every four strokes. You can try to breathe every six stroke. You know, it's
wow.
really you can push yourself as hard as you want. And what I've been trying to do lately is swim. It's a 50-meter pool there at the Westwood Aquatic Center where we work out in the summertime.
Okay.
And it's 50 meters, so each lap is a 50, and then, so two laps is 100. So I'm trying to do 10 laps at a time without stopping. So that's a 500-meter swim without stopping.
Wow.
Which is a pretty good workout,
well,
and then
yeah.
I end up doing 1,000 total, and then I try to go water walk after that. So it's a real good workout, both cardio and you know, just strengthening your muscles and
exactly.
that kind of thing.
Say again where you do work out.
Westwood Family Aquatic Center there in Norman.
It's in Norman. Okay. Also, do you mind me asking what age group you are?
60 to 65.
Are you? Okay.
Kathy and I are in the same age group.
We always okay. compete against each other, don't we, Janet? Except the nice yeah. thing is she does more short distance and I do the long distance.
You're long.
Yep.
So you, even in track, you were long distance and
pretty much.
Yeah, and track. Now you're swimming long distance. Okay. So Kathy, why do you like long distance swimming?
I don't have the speed that I once had when I was doing the short distance stuff. I mean, the 100 is the shortest distance I'll do.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'll do like 100 IMs or 100 free. But, of course, the way our system is set up or our competitions are set up, we have what they call short course season and long course season. Right now, we're in what's called long course season. Janet mentioned about the 50-meter pools.
Yes.
That's the long distance season we're into right now. Now, come into September, we'll move over to what they call short course season, and you'll be swimming 25 yards or meters in the pool. So that makes a big difference on, you know, so some people who aren't really good at long distance kind of like that because you get more flip turns because you get a flip turn at each end of the pool.
I was just
going to
ask. It would make you more flip turn.
Yeah, you get double the amount of flip turns on your, if it's a 25-yard pool or meter pool compared to a 50-meter pool.
So. And I'm sure you work on your flip turns as much as you do your swimming.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that make or break the win, I'm sure.
Exactly. It's how fast you can get your body off that flip turn and off that wall and down the and the streamline and getting yourself on down the pool to do it again.
Janet, do you have anything to add to that? Do you do the short or do you do long?
I'm more of a short course or a short distance person. Uh-huh. I'm more of a sprinter.
Okay.
So I enjoy the 50s and the 100s and not so much the 200s and the 400s.
Yeah.
So there's what would you say the average pool's meters are? Are they mainly 25 or 50?
Either usually, like for short course, it's 25 yards. And
right.
then for long distance, it's 50 meters.
It's
that's a standard.
That's a standard
right.
pool.
Now, there are some pools, Janet, right, that are set at 25 meters. But that's during short course season. 25 yards, 25 meters are considered short course season. And long course
and
is
actually, Robin at Mitch Park YMCA,
yes.
they have a movable bulkhead.
Yep.
So a movable bulkhead is something that they can actually adjust the length of the pool depending on the season. So
yeah,
that's
okay.
kind of a neat thing.
That's very cool.
That
and that's
cool.
at mm-hmm. Mitch Park?
Mitch Park, the
Mitch
YMCA.
Park, YMCA.
Yeah. YMCA. Okay, cool.
In fact, that's where I work out is up there. In fact, they've got it made with those two bulkheads right in it that they can actually run two 25-yard courses at one time.
Okay.
Yeah, they sure
so
can.
Let's just say I'm going to pose this question. Neither one of you asked me to ask this question, but Kathy and Janet, do you think, let's say somebody in their 80s or 90s have never swam ever. Do you think this is something that they could do? Maybe not competition, but sure, competition too. What do you think swimming does just for the average older American? And I always say the only just begun age.
Well, anytime you're in the water, you feel almost weightless.
Be there.
So it's really good. Like with Kathy having arthritis problem,
mm-hmm.
you get in the water and you don't feel it so much
right.
because you're almost weightless.
That's
and then you
cool.
get out of the water and that's when you really feel it again. So I think for any of us, the older people or us middle-aged people, that is a true blessing is just the weightlessness of the once you're in the water.
I love to say I'm middle-aged too. That means I'll live to 122.
Well, and the cool thing with the master's program, which Janet and I are both members of, is they started this program probably how many 1 or 2 years ago, Janet, that they have what they call in July the Learn to Swim program.
Oh,
so anyone
yep.
from any age that does not know how to swim, that wants to learn how to swim, they have it set up for a Learn to Swim program that you can learn from.
Okay, so literally, where do you do this at? And it's called Learn to Swim
right.
program.
They have Learn to Swim programs throughout all over. Janet, do we have one?
It's Adult Learn to Swim,
Adult Learn to Swim. So people can just Google
you
that.
You could go to our website, usms.org,
okay,
and find
will
that
you say
on
that
our website.
One more time, just a little bit slower.
usms.org.
USMS.org. Okay, and when you're
O-R-G.
Saying S, you're saying S as in Sam.
Yeah, United States
Correct.
Masters Swimming.
Okay, United States Masters Swimming.org. But you just need the acronyms for that.
Right. USMS.
Yes.
USMS. Okay, cool. That's great to know. I know a lot of people are looking for ways to just, that would probably even help you in your core and mm-hmm. with your balance when you're walking, even with your posture.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, so that's cool. All right. So you've had a full knee replacement and two hip replacements, Ms. Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me how that's affecting your swimming now.
Well, right now I've been curtailed from the water. I'm not completely healed yet, so they're not letting me get back in yet. So,
okay.
But every time that I've had an operation, it's made me more energetic and want to get back in the water.
Wow.
And I think my times have gotten faster.
Mm.
I mean, I'm fixing those components. I mean, I can't, the reason I had to do the knees was arthritis and the buildup of calcium around the knee. But at the same time, I really couldn't do breaststroke as a correct stroke, the way you're supposed to do it, the way you need to pull your feet out when you're
yes.
doing breaststroke. And now I should be able to.
Okay.
So
very cool. So you feel like it's improving things for you. Janet, you believe we need more pools in the OKC
yes.
area since the closing of
Oklahoma City Community College, OCCC,
oh, yeah,
closed
yeah, yeah.
its pool about, I don't know, I'm going to say 5 or 6 years ago. And it had a very nice pool.
How
and
do you
a lot
just
of
close down
teams.
A pool?
Well, you get a new president, and apparently the pool had a leak.
That's true.
And he didn't want to spend the money on fixing it back up, and so they just
what did
closed
they do
the program.
With it? What do you do with a pool?
I don't believe they've done anything with it.
Well, the only thing I know I heard they did from some people that I know used to swim there said that they made it so the soccer teams could play in the pool. You know, they had that. They could keep the ball within the – because they drained the pool, and then they were able to play soccer in it, which really irritates those of us who want to swim.
Well, yeah. So how many pools would you say in the metro, like including Edmond?
Well, you've got all your YMCA, so that's great.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
But a lot of your Y pools are smaller pools. Some of them are only 20 yards long and only 4 lanes across. And a lot of your seniors living pools are warm pools, so they're for arthritis type people. They're not for competition swimmers.
Got you.
So we compete with that to find time to swim. Mitch Park Y is a great one because it has two, actually I think it has 3 pools. One of them is just a recreational pool.
Okay.
But you know, it's
I know the Lighthouse
we don't have
Fitness
enough
Center
pools,
has one, yeah.
And we don't have enough people. We need more people to be teaching swimming, and we need everybody to learn how to swim to cut down on the national catastrophic number of drownings that happen in this country every year.
Very true. Do either one of you guys teach in swimming at all?
I coach.
You coach. That's what I meant.
She coaches, and I've taught many different levels, as well as at the university level. Okay. I taught at Rhodes State College several years.
Okay.
I taught master's swimming there, as well as water aerobics and water fitness.
I love it. Y'all are both experts. I love having experts on the show. Okay, we are going to take another break, and we will be back here talking more of the Oklahoma Senior Games and swimming, but there's tons of things they offer for you to compete in, and we will talk about that when we come back from our break here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which, hey, Janet and Kathy, what does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Okay, that's beautiful, ladies. Here on the Eagle, 1640 AM, KZLS. We'll be right back with more Oklahoma Senior Games.
As the premier provider of in-home senior care, our mission is to ensure a better quality of life for our clients and their families by providing dependable and affordable care. You want the very best to help your loved ones, someone you can trust. At Senior Helpers, our caregivers are not just certified in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, but they can also help with light therapeutic exercise, home safety and fall prevention, transportation assistance, medication management, and even the simple things like fresh meal prep and personal care and companionship. Of course, each has also passed a thorough background check. That is, senior care, only better. Senior Helpers is not just one of the best-known in-home care providers. We are also an industry leader in the field of Alzheimer's and dementia care.
Give Lori or Tamara a call at Senior Helpers right here in Oklahoma City at 405-608-4339.
Have you thought about selling your business, but you're not sure because of this COVID issue? Or maybe you're concerned about the impact taxes might have, or maybe you just don't know how to start. Hello, my name is Larry Hughes, and I'm the president and founder of the Hughes Group and Associates, a local business brokerage firm working in throughout the state of Oklahoma, helping people sell businesses. Since our founding in March of 1982, we've successfully sold nearly 700 businesses during that time. So if you would like to have a conversation about potentially selling your business, call me directly at 405-478-3800. That's 405-478-3800. You can Google us. Our website is thehughes-group.com. That's thehughes-group.com. That's Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S, thehughes-group.com. Call me directly at 405-478-3800. Thank you so much.
At Ears of Oklahoma, we know the smallest sounds matter. A whisper of your grandchild, the music of a symphony, the sound of a siren, or small talk of friends. That's why Dr. Jenny Merrick Baker recently opened Ears of Oklahoma to offer comprehensive hearing services to Oklahomans who need them. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Merrick Baker and Ears of Oklahoma provide patients with diagnostic testing and fitting for a full range of hearing instruments. We also offer assisted listening devices for telephone, television, and earpieces. Of course, we offer cerumen removal as well. We are also very excited to bring our concierge hearing services to the Oklahoma City Metro. That means we come to you with quality hearing services provided in the comfort of your own home or office. So, if you are experiencing hearing loss and want to begin hearing all life has to offer, don't wait another minute. Call Ears of Oklahoma at 405-673-1327 today to schedule your appointment. We want to help you hear life to the fullest.
There is little in the world that is harder than being an Alzheimer's caregiver. We have over 100,000 of those remarkable caregivers right here in Oklahoma. Think about the stress of watching this monster take little pieces of your loved one day after day, week after week, year after year. That family caregiver becomes a victim of Alzheimer's as well. Dr. Jermaine Odenheimer has a dream for those caregivers and their loved ones. A memory garden located at Will Rogers Gardens at 36th Street and Hefner Parkway. This 7,000 square foot oasis offers a peaceful respite from the daily grind and stress of being an Alzheimer's caregiver. With benches, raised flower beds, accessible by wheelchair, also partially shaded, and will include a misting system for comfort during the heat of the summer. It is the gift to those who are on their Alzheimer's journey. Please take every opportunity to enjoy this respite, monthly, weekly, even daily. All donations are still being accepted. For more information, visit friendsofwillrogersgarden.com or like us on Facebook. Friends of Will Rogers Garden.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ashley. I am the Director of Business Development for Village on the Park in South Oklahoma City, and I'm here with Karen, who is our Executive Director and has been with Village on the Park for 9 years. And Karen, tell everybody how they can contact us and how they can know more about Village on the Park.
Village on the Park is in South Oklahoma City at 104th and South Penn. You can reach us at 405-692-8700, and you can always Google us at Village on the Park, Oklahoma City, and you can find out all the information about independent living, assisted living, memory care, and see how we can help you and your family and your loved ones live their best life. And this is Beverly, one of our residents that has been there for a long time, and she wants to leave you with a final thought.
It's a good place to come, and you make many new friends, and you know that Jesus is important to almost everybody that's there, especially to the staff.
405-692-8700 or our website. Please Google Village on the Park, Oklahoma City. We are there 24 hours a day to help you anytime.
Village on the Park in South Oklahoma City.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." When your loved one has come to the end of their life, where do you turn? Agape Road is a loving home that offers physical, emotional, and spiritual support for those we love that are nearing the end of life. We believe that God has called us to care for the dying, and we are unashamedly Christian in our principles and guiding beliefs. Agape Road offers a home to spend one's last days surrounded by love and support, with 24-hour care provided at no cost to you or your family. Agape Road provides services with paid caregivers and trained volunteers under the direction of your loved one's local hospice, and we provide a place where friends and family are encouraged to visit, relax, and relish the time together to make the transition as painless as possible for all involved. We believe that all people are worthy of love and deserve to live out their life in dignity and peace, and that everyone deserves a loving, home-like environment to spend their last days. Contact us at agaperoad.org, agaperoad.org.
This is Julie Brown with Agape Road. We can be reached at 405-990-7761. We are also on Facebook at Agape Road. Our phone number is 405-990-7761.
This is Robin Gunn. I'm the publisher, editor, and on-air host to the Oklahoma Senior Journal, Rise and Thrive, OSJ Radio Hour. We've been doing this for 5 years now on air and almost 30 years in print, 116 pages with over 6,000 local resources for the 50-plus. And I'm not talking about the 50-plus that's sitting on their porch rocking their lives away. You know, I'm a senior too, and I'm pretty much probably y'all's age group. I was born in 59. I'm a 1959 model, and I am still as active as ever. My mother's 86, and she embarrasses me sometimes with her calendar that is so full. I just can't get over it, but it keeps you young. It keeps you going. It keeps you young in between your two ears, and Oklahoma Senior Games isn't the rule. You're 50. Or over.
Yes.
You can compete in these. There's hundreds of places in Oklahoma City that you can go to practice. And so I'm going to actually have Kathy talk to us a little bit about the competitions that are available. And again, there's so many places you can just call up and they'll let you practice there. If you go to their website, they're going to list all those. Kathy's going to go over that. So this starts September the 4th, ends October the 30th. You do need to sign up 2 weeks before your event that you want to be in. So there's still plenty of time, and I believe Janet mentioned it's a little bit, it's less expensive if you sign up in August. Tell us just some of those competitions. competitions and some dates, and because not all of them are in Oklahoma City.
Right. Some of the competitions, like the first competition on September 4th is basketball, three versus three. There's archery, golf, croquet, water walking, which is happening in Norman at the Westwood Family Aquatic Center. Mm-hmm. And these are like the basketball is happening in Oklahoma City, but like the golf is happening in Tulsa, the golf croquet. Then there's swimming September 12th at the Norman at the Westwood Aquatic Center. 5K road race in Perry. Cornhole is September 25th at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds. 15-meter power walk is October 2nd in Shawnee. The Fortune Park is doing the croquet. Then Riverside Park is doing the 5K race walk and power walks. In Shawnee, they have track and field. They have shuffleboard, fitness, tennis, volleyball, badminton, bowling, triathlon, pickleball, which everybody's into pickleball right now.
So are.
And that's going to happen in Oklahoma City at the Lifetime Athletic. Weightlifting, table tennis. There's amazing how many things. Softball, pitch, 10K road race. There's disc golf. There's all kinds of things.
Yeah. So it's not like you have to, you know, be a athlete. You can, there's also some things in there that people, you know, the cornhole, there is weightlifting, and then there's also shuffleboard and cycling. I've been to many of these competitions. There's racquetball too. We always usually hand out the Oklahoma Senior Journal at these. I can't say enough good about Kathleen Fitzgerald, who's the administrator pretty much. She's also competes, and she's the one that's really brought this to the foresight of everyone. You know, she's really built this up. There's some great sponsors. I'm one of them, Joe Cooper, and OG&E, and what is this? Tobacco
Storage Oklahoma.
Storage Oklahoma Tobacco Settlement Endorsement Trust is part of this too. So this is something that, you know, more money's getting behind, and we're so grateful for. The 50 plus literally is like the new 30 plus. And so it's this, I'm just grateful that these things are offered for those. And the swimming, both of you ladies have literally fallen in love with it, coached it, taught it, as well as competed in it. Is there anything you want to say to the general audience, both of you, that would encourage people to do swimming? And maybe even a story that you have about, you know what, I met this person, they got involved with swimming, this is what it did for them. I would even think it would help with Alzheimer's, just because it's a activity.
Both have a good friend. Her name's Suzanne.
Okay.
And she's been a backstroker. And I mean, it's just been amazing. She's still doing backstroke. She's had cancer.
Wow.
And she's still swimming.
Wow.
And she's got to be in her 80s now. We've known her for 30 years, I think.
Wow.
And she's just been all over. But I think swimming helps you have just an attitude of resiliency, where you get to the end of the pool and you turn around and you go to the other end of the pool. But it's just making those benchmarks.
Yeah.
You know, and being able to go back and forth. And swimming can be done by just about anybody. I'm teaching my little fourth grader right now. I taught my grandson last summer.
Mm.
So it's just, you know, I like to start him young. But even if you're an older person and you don't know how to swim, I think you should go out and give it a shot, because all it is, it's being able to float.
Yes,
you
absolutely.
You can float and hold your breath.
And everybody listening, and also has grandchildren, so this would be something so cool to do together with your grandchild, our grandchildren. Were you going to say something,
You know,
Kathy?
What's even more fun is when you go to these competitions that Janet and I go to, like when we go to championship meets that we've held here in Oklahoma as well, and go to the national games, not within Masters, you have these people that you've met, and when they know you're going to come to their area, they're always so friendly and say, hey, do you need a place to stay? So that's always nice, because then you can stay with them, and it kind of helps you with your costs getting to those competitions and stuff, and then you get to spend time with them.
And you're socializing with
and
them.
And that's fun.
Building a relationship.
Exactly.
Building a relationship is probably one of the most important things out there. So we've come down to a minute, and that means we need to take another break. So this is our shortest break. It will only be 1 minute, and then we have about 4 minutes when we come back in. We will wrap up the show and also retell you how you can get a hold of Oklahoma Senior Games. We also have a phone number for you here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which you ladies want to take a cue on what OSJ stands for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal. Gotta get the journal in there.
I got We got the Oklahoma Senior Games and the Oklahoma Senior Journal. This is the Eagle, 1640 AM KZLS. We'll be right back. This is only a minute break, so have your pens and paper ready, because we are going to tell you how you can be involved, even if you just want to come out and be a spectator. It is absolutely fun to do. This is Robin Gunn coming back in here. We have been talking about the Oklahoma Senior Games. We're definitely going to tell you how you can get a hold of them. But I wanted Janet Latham, who is a swimmer, a teacher, has also... Have you been a coach too, Janet?
Yes, ma'am.
And swimming. And so, Kathy Keffer-Sharp, what do you want people to take away from our show today?
You know, people are living longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, just because of what we're doing with our bodies and everything, trying to get healthy and everything. Mm-hmm. And the fact that we're living longer and getting into those later ages in life. I mean, there's so many wonderful things that you can go and do at the senior games that
yes.
you wouldn't think you could ever do. I mean,
amen.
The list is unbelievably longer than I've ever seen before.
And
so
me
you're
too.
Like, wow, that's
it grows each year. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, okay, we're doing that now. How about you, Janet?
Well, I think senior games is a lot of fun. Oklahoma Senior Games is a ton of fun. I think I have enjoyed it so much, and I think everybody should come out. No matter what your sport is, no matter what you like to do, come out and check it out, because mm-hmm. there's something there for everybody. And if you really want to have fun, participate mm-hmm. or volunteer.
Yes.
Either one is great.
That's
absolutely.
Right. They have a huge volunteer sign up, and you get your free t-shirt and I'm sure a bunch of other perks too.
And every one of the competitions has something that they need someone to be volunteering for, whether swimming needs a timer.
Wow.
So,
okay, yeah. Yeah, so volunteering is a big plus that we want to encourage here on the Oklahoma Senior Games. And, you know, if you want to be a sponsor to this, if there's business owners out there hearing this, we're getting ready to tell you how to get a hold of Oklahoma Senior Games. Pretty much in all aspects, you're going to have your information on there. So what is that website, Kathy?
So if you want to see if any of the competitions that you're interested in or the something that you do on the side for fun, you need to go to okseniorgames.com. That's okseniorgames.com. And the phone number for that is 405-821-1500. And Robin, again,
more
that
time.
Is 405-821-1500.
Okay. And you can also sign up there for volunteers or sponsorship of anything, any one of these sports you can sponsor, or all of them. I think OG&E sponsored all of them. Okay. Thank you, ladies, so much for being on the show today. I enjoyed this greatly. And you can sign up for our e-newsletter and see both of these ladies on our e-newsletter. It goes out to 7,600. And the way you do that is just go to our website. You can immediately sign up there for our e-newsletter. So thank you so much. And we will be back next week. And can't wait to talk to you again and bring you more information for the 50-plus and those that love them and those that serve them. On the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio, which again, all day long, stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You want to say it?
Thanks for having us, Robin.
You're so welcome,
thank
Kathy.
You.
Yes, thank you, Janet. We appreciate both you ladies. Thank you so much. Oklahoma Senior Games, okseniorgames.com. Ciao, ciao.